You know, they may not win the West. I would say it's a pretty doggone good chance that they're not going to. But they're going to go ahead and give a good counting for them in their first year in the Greater Thumb Conference West.
You take a look at the upcoming schedule for the Caro Tigers. They're on the road. This ends a two-game road trip for them, for the Caro Tigers. 62-50 victory here. They were on the last game. It was on the road at Carrollton. 35-47. They lost that one. But now they're at home for the next two games. Next week on Wednesday and Friday at home against USA and then home against Vassar. And then following that, they're back on the road for two against Reese and Cass City before being home against Ubley on January 21st. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they are now on the road. This ends a five-game homestand for the Lakers. And now they're on the road at Reese on this coming Wednesday. No game next Friday, but then they're back on next Wednesday as they host the USA Patriots. So they're going through the top of the Greater Thumb West over the next 10 days here before going to Bad Axe, at Vassar, at Cass City, at Harbor Beach, at Caro, before coming back home on February 6th against Reese.
This might be what the doctor ordered for the Lakers, you know, to get into a game like this. Because really, if you think about it, they had everything going their way in the first part when they were building themselves a – how many point lead was it?
It's about 17 at 17? One point, yeah.
Well, you know, they had the happy hands, and they were getting steals and, you know, going down for easy buckets and everything, and that's exactly how I thought this game was going to go. But Caro had a different idea, and they went out there and executed when it was most important. As far as rebounds, how did that go again?
It was Caro by 7, 33-26. Caro very balanced, 18 defensive boards, 15 offensive boards. For Lakers, 16 defensive rebounds, 10 off the offensive glass.
Phillips came back out with four fouls right at the right time because he wound up controlling the inside. Got a little greedy once when he went for a two and missed it. But when it all said and done, they came away with a victory, and it was a hard-fought victory on the road, which is hard to come by.
Oh, most certainly, especially in Laker country when they got a little momentum on their side. But now we'd like to thank all of our sponsors for this evening. Thumb Sailor, DS Services Cass City, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, Countryside Sales and Service, and Stacks Market of Owendale, Kohler Propane, More Motor Sales of Caro, Thumb Bank and Trust, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? John Mooney, final thoughts from this evening.
Final thoughts as a first opening game for the 2019 year. We couldn't have ordered a better one, to tell you the truth. It was quite surprising, and congratulations to the Caro Tigers. And Lakers found that there's a couple things they need to work on, but they're going to be back, too. They're going to be right in the thick of the West race. Next up would be Reese at Bad Axe, so that's going to be a lot of fun on Friday the 11th.
Yes, indeed. So on behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening to our inaugural start to the 2019 basketball season on the WLW Sports Network. Like John said, we'll be back on air a week from tonight, Friday, January 11th, 2019, as Reese, the Rockets, travel to the Bad Axe Hatchets in the county seat of Huron, right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Coverage will start right about 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. So on behalf of everyone, thank you for listening tonight. Caro victorious, their second victory of the season and their first Greater Thumb West victory ever, 62-50 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Until next Friday, we'll see you then.